Joyful Blessings. This is Kayla Castell, and this is a summary of the classes on the elements and modalities that we've been investigating. And based on some of the questions and things that have come in, I wanted to just create another little summary for you that will help to sum up some of the things that have come up and were covered in the Q&A video, but also could just be summed up in this little recording. So that's my intention here. And I really appreciate the questions that have come in and encourage you all to ask more questions, that really work with this information and keep asking questions, because it helps to deepen our understanding and to cover certain things that I might take for granted because I've been working with this for a long time. So the questions are really helpful. And I really appreciate the ones that have come up so far. So one of the things I want to say first is that when we're looking at elements and modalities and how to determine, you know, the strength of the elements and modalities on our own personal chart or anybody else's chart, there are no hard and fast rules about this. So some of it can be more intuitive and basically actually tuning into your own life and feeling how this is manifesting for you. And of course, there's always exceptions to any rules we might create anyway. And so really important to be conscious of that and to learn to use your own intuition. And a great way to do this is to really practice on yourself what works, see what's working for you, looking at your own life when you come up with the strength or the weight of your modalities, what makes sense to you. And then practice on friends and family. Looking at their charts and knowing what you know about them and then seeing what elements and modalities come up for them and how does that relate to your experience of them. And it's a great way to start to get a sense of how this is working for you and for the people that you know. And as you do that, you will strengthen your own intuitive sense about it. I just want to give a couple of examples, too, because one of the things that this practice will do is that you can begin to notice how each element is modified by its modality. And this is really clear. Like, say, for example, if we look at Scorpio as a water sign, it's also a sign of self-interest or self-exploration, and it's not really interested in or being about being sensitive or attuned to what other people are feeling. It's not sensitive to other people's feelings. It's only really sensitive to its own experience when we're just considering Scorpio by itself. Now, somebody could have a Pisces moon and Scorpio rising, or a Pisces sun and Scorpio rising, or a Cancer, a lot of Cancer, Cancer moon, and they would have sensitivity that would be built into who they are. And this is all stuff that's going to be covered as we go along. What I've given you are these basic tools, and some of it will start to make a lot more sense and the pieces will start to get filled in as we start looking at individual charts. I will just give you the example of, let me just back up and say that if we look at the other elements like Taurus, of the earth signs, Taurus is not a giver. It's the one that is about receiving. And Capricorn and Virgo are both about being givers in their own way, different ways. Capricorn is about being a leader or, you know, helping to run a family or a business or administrating a domain of some kind. Maybe it's a community. Maybe it's being a community leader. Whereas Virgo is much more about giving in utter dedication to whatever their sacred work is. But they're both giving. It's just a little bit different way of doing that. Each element has one that is a little bit different than the other two. And the same is also true in the modalities. And I know I brought that out in the video, but I just wanted to mention that again. So, for example, Leo and Aries, or the fire signs, are much more focused on their personal experience. And whereas Sagittarius is focused on its personal experience, but it's a spiritual quest. It's in service to spirit. So it's bringing in another aspect that we don't really necessarily find in Leo and Aries. So each of the elements have that. I guess I should say air, the Libra, is very relational from a mental perspective, from an idealistic perspective, whereas Aquarius and Gemini are not necessarily relational. That's not a focus for them. It's about something completely different in the mental realms. So that's one of the ways that we can look at this and just have a sense that it's not a hard and fast kind of thing. So, you know, if somebody has a lot of water on their chart, but it's all Scorpio, it's going to be different than somebody who has a lot of water on their chart and it's all Pisces or Cancer. Same thing with any of the elements. There's certain ways that we understand the archetypes because we're also looking at how they're modified by their modality. And so noticing how each element is modified by the modality can be very helpful. So that's part of the practice, and it just takes a little bit of time and just starting to notice and how this works for you. So, for example, I'm a person who is mostly fire. I had at least 13 points of fire on my natal chart using the system, and maybe 7 or 9 points of water, depending on whether you decide to put the rising sign in or not. And so when I was doing this, the reason I didn't include the rising sign, and I know we mentioned this in the Q&A, is because it's what you're moving towards. It's what you're learning about. So it's not already part of who you are necessarily, unless, of course, your element is the same. Your element of the rising sign is the same as the moon. And then there's much more of a connection to that element. But again, if it's a Pisces moon and Scorpio rising, big difference, because Pisces is a giver sign and very empathic and attuned to what other people feel, interested in helping and healing and having compassion. Scorpio is not interested in any of those things. It's really interested in its own experience of passionate life force energy. Again, it's important to understand the elements and the modalities and how they are expressing through the signs. It's a bigger picture, is I guess what I'm trying to say. So I have a lot of fire and I have a fire moon. So that means that fire is a very natural place for me to operate in. And I am Scorpio rising, so that's a new place. I'm also a Pisces sun. Those are the two main planets I have in water signs for my natal chart, but I have some outer planets in water as well. But water is what I'm learning about. So for me, fire is a lot stronger, and I'm moving towards learning more about how to experience the water realm. So this is just another way of tuning into this. And the other thing is my moon is the modality, Sagittarius moon, is in service to spirit. So it was not about me personally so much. It was about, you know, being in service and having a Pisces sun also in service to spirit. But I'm Scorpio rising, which is all about learning to have a self and to have an experience of what's really real for me and feel that fully throughout my whole being. So I'm just using that as an example because, again, there's no hard and fast rules about this, but it just wanted to give people a way to start tuning into the fact that some of us will have a lot of some elements and none of other elements, or maybe just one or two. I have one earth and one air, but they're both personal planets, so I get 4 points for each of those. And then there's other ways that we can actually weight the elements as well, but this was just a simple exercise. So I don't want people to get too hung up on what it looks like or what you think it is or isn't as well. And then in terms of the question that came in about somebody who didn't really have any air, but she was Aquarius rising, it was Jennifer. And so moving in that direction, moving towards really developing the qualities of air. And so it doesn't mean that that's a missing element. It's really a big focus for what you're learning about in this life. And that could be true for other people where that's the only element that you have is in a certain element, whatever it might be, earth, water, fire, air, if that's the only thing you have on that chart, it may or may not be easy for you to get to. I know for me, as a fire moon, moving towards water has been an interesting challenge. And so, you know, for me, it's much more comfortable to be in the realm of fire than it is to be in the realm of water. But there's often times where life circumstances just are so overwhelming that there's no choice but to have to feel. So you can just think about your life in those terms, and you know, as we're applying this to our charts, and we're going to have more practice doing this as we go along. And so this is just to introduce you to the idea of the elements and the modalities, the idea of how the personal planets are stronger than the outer planets, the ascendant, and all the other angles of the chart actually are what we're moving towards. So, and some people will have each element in their angles, and some people will have just two of the elements based on, you know, what, like, for example, somebody's Scorpio rising with the Leo midheaven, then they are all the elements on their angles are the same. I mean, the modalities are the same, being self-interest or self-exploration. Whereas if somebody was Scorpio rising with a Virgo midheaven, then the Virgo is in service to spirit. So you know, again, not hard and fast rules, but just a way to start tuning into what does this mean and how does it manifest for you and how does it manifest for the people that you know. Great way to practice and a great way to figure that out. And not to be too hung up on, you know, some precise definition of how to do this or not do this. One thing I will say about this is that there are other ways of weighting the elements. And sometimes I've looked at people's charts and say solar fire, for example, will just weight it based on however their, whatever system they've come up with. And when I look at the chart, I would get a completely different thing. I wouldn't weight it in the same way, or I wouldn't perceive it in the same way that whatever their program is and they're figuring it out. So that's why it's important to become familiar with this and to learn how to tune in and see what seems to be most important and what really works for people. So again, not any hard and fast rules. So I hope that helps. I hope you'll practice with this. I hope you'll find this to be something that gives you more insight into your own process. And then I also encourage you to look at, you know, see, like, if you do have missing elements, there's ways that we can tune into these elements. And in fact, this is something I meant to start out saying and I forgot. If you just take a minute and close your eyes and tune into your body and just feel your physical body, the bones, the skin, the ligaments, the muscles, the tissues, that is earth. So the earth element exists within our body. And then think and then tune into your breath. Every breath you take, that's air. The nerves firing along their pathways, communicating with one another, that is also air, communication and how that works. Swallow, the saliva, the blood in our body, that's water. And then feeling the temperature on your skin, feeling, you know, your body digesting, feeling movement that happens, your heart beating, all of that is connected to the energy of fire, the movement that is required, all the processes that are taking place that keep us moving and alive and so on. So we exist with all the elements all the time. Some of them are easier for us to connect with. And so to bring in the elements that we don't have a lot of, for me, I don't have a lot of earth. So it's really great for me to spend time outside with my feet on the ground or laying on the earth and, or going out in nature and connecting to the earth that way. So I can bring more of that groundedness in to my life. So if you find that you have an element that isn't as strong natally on your natal chart, and you also feel that you don't connect with that as much in your life, then there's ways that you can practice bringing that in. And I will say, I'll just put a plug in for the elements class that Lauren and I did last year, that is an hour and a half on each element. We gave lots of tools about how to connect with each element to bring that more into your life. And so it's a great course to get in addition to this, if that's something that you feel like you want to explore more deeply, it's half price right now, and you can, and there's a link to it on the sidebar on any page of the SAM site, Shamanic Astrology Mystery School site. So for those of you who maybe find that you're missing an element, or you have an abundance of an element, because if we have too much of an element, we can also be imbalanced in that way. So the whole idea of this is to become conscious of where we may tend to focus our energy and our or, you know, just more naturally hang out with which elemental energies we might tend to hang out with, and to become conscious of how we can bring greater balance into our lives so that we are operating with all the elements. And there are, again, are practices that we can do to bring in the other, to bring in the elements and to create a greater balance for that. And so this is the whole point of this piece. Plus, it also gives us a deeper understanding of the signs themselves. If we know their elements and we know their modalities, then we can begin to create an understanding of each of the archetypes that is also grounded in this piece, which is, and it's also really helpful to know, for example, the modalities when we get to the place where we'll be doing, looking at aspects and how different energies talk to each other, different archetypes are in relationship to one another. Knowing the modalities is the key to being able to master that very quickly. So I encourage you all to keep practicing with this. Don't stop just because, you know, we're moving on to the next part of it. In fact, when we get to lesson 3A, you'll see where we're going to start working with some of the elements and modalities in creating our own personal chart. I can't remember where we're drawing up the chart, if it's 3A or 3B, but in one of those classes we'll be drawing up our own chart, and it'll be really helpful for you to have a grounding in this piece, so that will make more sense to you. So if you have any questions, please post them on the forum or email me, and we can cover those questions when we begin. I'm happy to answer any questions about elements or modalities at the beginning of our next live class, and also any questions about the material that we'll be covering, of course, on Lesson 3A. Send me questions about that as well, and we'll start there. Write them down, send them to me, or just type them in, or we'll have a time where people can ask those questions when we're on the call together. So good luck with all of that, and looking forward to our time coming up very soon.